You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
Township of Piscataway, regular meeting agenda, July 13, 2021, 7:30 p.m. Written notice of the meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specific the time, date, location, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin board, municipal website providing a copy to the official newspaper of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minute. The township continue to use the telephone meeting formal and effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19. As a part of the township ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment center, in order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wish to speak during a public comment portion, please press star 9 in order to raise your hand to speak. We will unmute member of the public individually if they have their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear a notification that you have been unmuted. It is at that time you should begin to ask any question you may have. You will have that 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administrator will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during the normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion, as the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on individual line. We ask that if you wish to speak, that you dial in on a separate line so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individual may also submit written comment to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting, but to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comment shall be limited to 3 minutes after reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during the health emergency. Mr. Mayor, roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Khan?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi? Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Aaron?
Here.
Council President Shaw?
Here.
Please Mayor Brian for... Waller?
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Monica Orlando?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have stand for flag to salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, number 5, comment from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matter on this agenda.
None, thank you, Council President.
Thank you. Item number 6, open to the public. Comment regarding item 10, consent agenda items. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes to make your comment. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves to speak with regard to item 10, the consent agenda items.
Thank you.
Last four digits, 2771. Please state your name and address. Go ahead. Okay, you were unmuted, but you've just re-muted yourself. There you are. You're unmuted, so I'm not sure if it's on your device or not. Just check your device to make sure. There you go. Thank you.
Okay.
Name and address, please.
Thank you for reminding me. Yep. Evan Shigasi, Chief River Road Rescue. My personal address, 280 River Road, Apartment 12A. I would like to ask a question about item A, for the consent agenda, the awarding of ambulance services for 5 years to JFK Medical Center, not to exceed $1 million and change. Is this amount their bid, or is this amount a bid plus a subscription fee, or is this just the subscription fee? Hello?
Evan, I think Tim, the business administrator, is probably having a little bit of technical difficulty, but he'll be answering this shortly.
Okay. Thank you, Ross.
Okay, I'm on. Hey, I'm good.
Mr. President, if we can have him ask all his questions, then we'll answer them at the end.
Okay.
So you want me to ask any and all questions I might have, and you're going to answer them at once?
Right.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay, so if you guys answer a question and it raises another question, I wouldn't be able to answer it, correct? Or ask it, rather.
It's not a Q&A.
Yeah, it's
okay, okay, okay. I'm just making sure. Okay, so my question is, when you guys put out the RFP, you requested a bid, and you also requested a subscription fee estimate to cover all losses incurred by answering any calls that were not covered by insurance any way, shape, or form. So my question is, the amount that's not to exceed, is that just a bid for the bid itself, or is that a subscription fee, or is that a combined amount? And further, I'd like to know what exactly they will be providing under this contract. And summarize my questions to Mikey Dunn.
Okay, so we should note for the public that River Road Rescue did bid on this competitive contracting, and River Road was the highest price out of the three. The other was Robert Wood Johnson, who was the incumbent, which was the middle, and the lowest was JFK, and that's their total bid. That's the total fee to the township for the 5 years of coverage. And they're going to do exactly as we stated in the bid spec. They'll have three ambulances here, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, providing coverage.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Council President, I am asking the next individual to unmute themselves. They're listed as call in user one. Please unmute yourself and state your name and address. Call in user one. There you are. You're unmuted. Just check your device to make sure that's unmuted as well.
Can you hear me?
Can hear you now, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
State your name and address. And
My
this is with
is
regard
David.
To item 10 on the agenda. Thank you.
My name is David Akins. I'm at
Hi,
how are you? I'm at Ambrose Valley Lane. Good evening, Council. Item number C. Will you just elaborate on that again?
Mr. Akins, I'm just going to ask that if you have other questions with regard to agenda item 10, you state all your questions and then they'll be answered at once. Okay? So if there's other ones, just ask all your questions at once and then they'll be answered.
Okay, that's one. The other one would be H for hotel. That change order, is that the last of the change order for a total of $40,616, or is there more on the horizon?
Okay, David, it's Tim. So item C was for the Adler Developmental Equity Company. They put a standby letter of credit in with regard to one of our planning board applications, and we're just refunding the letter of credit. And for H, that's the ongoing curb and sidewalk and ADA ramp project that we've got going. This was a small increase. Was a 3.16% increase in the contract. We're not anticipating, but there could be another change order as the project is not finished yet.
Throughout the entire town.
This is throughout for curbs, sidewalks, and handicap ramps throughout the entire town.
Okay, Tim. I had a couple of others. I don't know how we. The other ones were J for Juliet. And L for Lima, the settlement agreement, does that include any financial compensation?
They're paying us what they're paying us. The engineering company is paying us $19,900 within 30 days.
Okay, that's for what now?
They're working on a sanitary sewer line. And we weren't satisfied with the project, so we had to stop the project and have another company design some changes to it, and then we're going after the original company for the cost of our that we had to put up for changing it.
Last one, L, pertaining to extension of the grace period for the third quarter property taxes.
Yeah, as of today, the county has not certified their tax bill. So all the towns in Middlesex County can't print our tax bills yet. So we're hoping that they have it certified within the next few days. So we're extending the due date from August 10th to August 25th, or 25 days after the mailing, whichever is later.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Mr. Aiken.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised with regard to item 10.
Okay, thank you. So we close the public portion now. Item number 7, ordinance second reading, authorizing acquisition of financial agreement with Duke Realty Washington Avenue Urban Renewal LLC, Block 5101, Lot 5.02, 6.02, and 7.02, open to public, resolution adopting ordinance. At this time, if you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
I'm going to read this resolution for this ordinance first.
Yes.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Scottsdale Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Hold on one sec. Ordinance to of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, New Jersey, authorizing the execution of a financial agreement between the Township and Duke Realty Washington Avenue Urban Renewal LLC, pursuant to the Long-Term Tax Exemption Law, NJSA 40A:20-1, et sec, was introduced on the 29th day of June 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 2nd day of July 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on July 13, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-17. Council President, I have one individual with their hand raised. I'm asking them to unmute themselves with regard to this agenda item. Last four digits, 9697. Please unmute yourself. State your name and address. Thank you.
Yes, hi. It's Charlie Cradaville from New Brunswick, New Brunswick Today. I wanted to ask a few questions about this. Is this a long-term tax exemption?
Hey, Charlie, just go ahead and ask all your questions, and then we can respond to them all together. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. You could answer the question. It was a simple yes or no question.
There's a comment period, not a question answer. So, you know, if that's your only question, then we'll answer it. Thank you.
I may have follow-up questions. So is this a long-term tax exemption or not?
Is that your final question, or I mean, go ahead and speak.
I'm not going to play games with you, Mr. Goomer. Here, I have a number of questions on this. The first one I need to know is: this a long-term tax exemption? It's a yes or no question. Please answer it,
Mr. Cradaville, this is a comment period. You can ask questions to the administration outside of the meeting, and you always call up the mayor's office, and they'll be happy to answer questions for you. So just
this is a public hearing, sir. I'm reclaiming my time. I don't need you to take my time. I am asking questions at a public hearing on an ordinance before the Township Council. My questions are not directed to you, sir. They are directed to the Council President. And the first question is a real easy one. Is this a long-term tax exemption?
And just to make sure that you have your 3 minutes, we are asking you to make all your questions, and then we'll respond to them.
I've asked one question. It's a yes or no question. I haven't asked you anything, Mr. Goomer. Mr. Council President, can you tell me, is this a long-term tax exemption?
Mr. Cradaville, I'd ask you to just calm down. You know, this is not, you know, we've asked you to follow procedure. You know, if you can, by
I'm reclaiming my time again. I've been to the Piscataway Council meetings before. This is not the procedure that's used. Is this a new procedure? Did you just implement this tonight?
In order to make sure that every speaker has their 3 minutes, we're asking people to make all their comments, have their full 3 minutes, and then we will respond to any questions that are asked.
And whose idea was this new policy?
Mr. Cradaville, you have 45 seconds left on your 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'll just point out for the record that long-term tax exemptions rob our school systems of precious revenue. And if this is indeed a long-term tax exemption, this is stealing from the school kids, basically. The way these things work is they redistribute the funds away from the school systems. And, I had some very basic, respectful questions to ask about this, but unfortunately, Mr. Goomer is running interference for this council, and the council is not brave enough to answer the basic questions that I'm putting forward. So maybe you can tell me if this is a long-term tax exemption, how much it's going to cost the school system over.
Thank you. Your 3 minutes are up.
To answer your questions, this is a payment in lieu of taxes. There are still taxes being collected just as part of a financial agreement. and the school district still does receive some funds out of that agreement.
Thank you, Raj.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Last four digits, 8961. You can unmute yourself, state your name and address. Thank you.
Hi, yes, this is Jessica Cradiville, 1247 Brookside Road, Piscataway, New Jersey. I wanted to follow up. I wanted to first ask Mr. Goomer if he could please direct all of his responses back to myself, Jessica Cradiville, despite the fact that I do have a brother and a husband, also a father who you did forget to mention that I could ask for the public documents on the last call. I wanted to ask, how much is this payment in lieu of taxes going to take away from the Piscataway school children's budget for their education? And that's the summation of my questions, because you don't want to have a democratic question and answer where people can ask more questions after you've given an answer. You only want to give the answer once and then stop all discourse. So I'm done asking questions. Please go ahead and let me know how much money you're robbing our school children of for their education.
So, Ms. Cradiville, in response to your question, the kids aren't getting robbed of anything. But in regard to your question is of the amount of the financial agreement payments, you can put in an OPRA request tomorrow, and we'll be happy to provide you the agreement.
The amount of the tax agreement is not available at this public meeting. If it's a public I can't ask you for this over the public meeting. You're not going to make that public?
Ms. Credibility, again, you know, we're not doing an answer question and answer session, but I would say that
the
payments aren't as simple as an amount.
Of course, I forgot. You don't want to be accountable for anything. Thank you.
But the payments aren't
as
simple
now,
so you can make an OPRA request.
Thank you, Raj.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised at this time.
Okay. So I'm closing the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Have a motion.
Thank you, Jim. You have a second?
Second, Councilman Khan.
Thank you, Mr. Khan. Sheila?
Councilman Bullard? Councilman Bullard, your vote, please. Councilman Bullard? Okay. Councilwoman Cahill?
Yeah.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Ehren?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 8, ordinance of first reading, authorizing acquisition of certain property identified as Block 3402, Lot 5.01, 12.01, and 13, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Shiller, can you read the resolution, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Properties Identified as Block 3402, Lots 5.01, 12.01, and 13, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJFA 20:3-1 et sec, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 10th day of August, 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you. Do I offer?
Council President, this is Councilwoman Cahill. I just wanted to confirm, is this still some of the work being done over in that Bakelin Road area, I think? I think the streets are like Field and Clarkson. Is this still part of that road reconstruction that we're working on? We've tried to get our neighbors to do their part. I'm not sure if Tim or the mayor are having technical difficulties, but I think that's it. So I will offer.
Thank you. We have a second.
Ralph, second.
Thank you, Ralph. We have what? Ishida?
Councilman Bullard? Councilman Bullard? Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 9, ordinance first reading, authorizing acquisition of right-of-way easement and land in fee sample of the improvement of International Avenue. Resolution adopting audience. Ms. Cedar, can you read the resolution, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway, Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights-of-Way, Easements, and Land in Fee Simple for the Improvement of International Avenue in Piscataway Township, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 10th day of August, 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mr. Can I offer?
Councilman Kahn, second.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Kahn. Cedar, can I vote?
Councilman Bullard? Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 10, consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into consent agenda to be voted on together. The material for this item has been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like to remove from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately?
Thank you, Council President.
Thank you. Do I have offer?
Offer, Councilwoman K.
Second,
thank you, Ms. Gabriel. Kahn,
second.
Ms. Cedar, can I roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard? Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Siegel. Item number 11, announcement and comment from official. Mr. Councilman Jim Bullard, please. I think he has some technical difficulty, look like. Okay. Councilman Gabriel Kyle.
Yes, I just want to remind folks listening about the bicycle rodeo that's going to happen at the YMCA on Saturday the 17th. It should be a lot of fun. Kids are encouraged to bring out their bicycles for repair. But this may be the start of the effort that we will have townwide to create awareness of our bikeways and paths. And so more in the future. So I encourage you all to come out. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Khan.
Yes, thank you, Council President. I just want to say a brief word about the tragic passing of Jay Moody, who was a resident of this town for a long time, very active in the community. He was a former zoning board member. I know all the members of the council know him. So my comments are really more for those members of the public that may be listening. Just a nice man, very bright guy, had been an engineer for the city of New York, but nice guy, friendly to everybody. And the one thing I know Councilwoman Cahill knows, for I don't know how many years, maybe the 20 years that I've known him, always either sent me a birthday card or would come by my office and give me some token birthday present, not because he wanted anything, just because he was a nice guy and we had a friendship, and it was his way of honoring our friendship. And so it was a loss for the whole community, but you know, personally, he was somebody I liked very much. I know many of the other members of the council feel the same way, and I just wanted to note his passing is a loss for the entire community. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you.
Council President, I just wanted to say, I was going to wait to say something about Jay, but Councilman Khan is right. And I'm not going to go on long because I know, Council President, you knew him very well. But I just would say that if you were there at the service at the cemetery, you would know how well-loved that man was because of the amount of people who were there crowded into basically an unconditioned building, un-air-conditioned building, and talking and praising him. And we only wish the best for his family, and we'll always keep them held up in our thoughts and prayers and support them in any way that we can in this town as he gave of himself to this town.
Thank you, Ms. Gill. Councilman Rose?
I think that Piscataway is doing a fantastic job of remembering our seniors, and I enjoyed the activities the last week or so, and this was a wonderful experience. Looking forward to doing more and to be aware of it and just see. My mother's a senior, so I know she was happy, so, and I was happy to see that we remember our seniors like that.
Thank you, Mr. Rock. Councilman Hunt.
Yeah, I just want to echo the comments from Gabrielle and Steve about Jay Moody. He was a great guy and well-loved. He's going to be missed. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Mr. Frank. Mayor Brian Waller.
Thank you, Council President. I just want to echo the councilman that commented about Jay. Everybody had a story to tell about Jay, and the reason why he had a story because, as Council Khan said, he was just an overall nice person. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you. Business head, Mr. Timmy Desi.
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Thank you. Council Attorney Rajiv Gura.
No comments, thank you.
Thank you, Rajiv. Jay Modi is with from 2001, our committee person, and also great worker for community. and it's a big loss for the community. Because he worked from not only for New Jersey, he worked for all tri-state area. Anybody call anytime, 724, he always be there for helping the community for good cause. We love him and we miss him. Thank you. Okay, item number 12, agenda session for August 10, 2021. Okay, ordinance second reading, amending chapter 7, traffic section 40, control of movement and the parking of traffic on public and private property to assess title 39 jurisdiction on the parking lot located 475 Shelton Road and 800 Sentinel Avenue, open to public resolution, adopting audit. Any comment or question? None. Ordinance second reading authorizing acquisition of certain property identifies a block 3402, lot 5.01, 12.01, and 13, open to public resolution, adopting ordinance. Any comment or question? Look, none. Resolution authorizing return of street opening bond, block 2102, lot 28.017, Ruth Place. Any comment or question? None. Resolution authorizing return of soil erosion sediment control bond, blocks 8706, lot 8, 26, Brotherhood Street. Any comment or question? Like none. Resolution authorizing return of cash bond block 8706, lot 8, 26 Brothers Street. Any comment or question? Like none. Okay. Item number 13, open to public. Okay. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have three minutes in which you make your comment. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual to unmute themselves. Last four digits 9697. Please state your name and address. Thank you.
Hello, Charlie Cradiville, New Brunswick Today. I continue to investigate the 2018 ransomware attack on the Piscataway Police Department and the ensuing cover-up of the township and the Hoagland firm. And I have the same question I had on June 29th when I asked at your meeting if Mr. Dacey gave permission for Lieutenant Phil Zamuda to work at LawSoft while he was on the PPD payroll. I appeal to you, Mr. Council President, through you, can you please ask Mr. Dacey if he gave that permission, which my understanding is required under Section 2.22 of the Employee Manual. All right. Are you there, Mr. Council President? Can you hear me?
Yes.
And so that question through you for Mr. Dacey, did he give permission for Phil Zamuda to work at LawSoft while he was on PPD payroll? I know Mr. Dacey's on the call, so he can answer this.
You actually submitted an OPR request in it, which Raj is handling. I submitted my information to Raj. So Raj, if you could comment.
Yeah, I was just waiting for Mr. Cradiville to be finished with his 3 minutes before we responded to any questions he may have.
Okay, so playing games again with a cyber attack that has caused the police department to be unable to access records of fatal incidents, domestic violence incidents, crashes involving township vehicles. You are playing games with this stuff, and you will regret it. I asked this very same question on June 29th. Your response, Mr. Groomer, was, quote, you can email me tomorrow and we can get you a response. Quote, I will get that answer tomorrow and email you. So Mr. Groomer and I have been back and forth, and the mayor knows it, and Dacey knows it, and some of the others who are on those emails know it. He has not answered that question. I put it in writing to him the day after your last meeting. He promised an answer that day. Still no answer now, weeks later. And now he doesn't even want to answer in the middle of my remarks, because if he says an answer that is nonsense or based on lies, like some of the answers he said before, no one will be able to call him out. He wants to get the last word. And so these games are disgraceful. They make the council look bad, and I encourage you to stop it. One of those other questions that I was waiting for an answer on is he implied that my sister was not honest in her remarks at your meeting on the 29th.
Mr. Cradiville, you have 20 seconds.
I went back.
3 minutes.
Thank you. I went back and listened to it. I encourage people to go to the New Brunswick Today YouTube channel and the Piscataway Progressive Democratic Organization Facebook page and listen to these meetings. And I'd like to hear, what on earth do you believe my sister said that was not accurate at the last meeting?
Your 3 minutes are up.
Mr. Credible, you know, I would just like to say that you can go ahead and publish. Ms. Kale,
I'm
you want
sorry.
To?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I do want to chime in. I mean, I did see some notes there. I thought, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Raj, that you had said that you did answer some questions and there may have been some misrepresentation of that. I'm really concerned just about this discourse that is going on. The reason why I'm just, you know, concerned is because a lot of times we're not free to talk about certain things due to personnel records. We, you know, everything, of course, is operable. There's really nothing here that we can hide from the public. But moreover is that the line of questioning that's coming from Mr. Cradwell representing himself as a reporter, which he is, but we just heard him mention to go to the PPDO. And it is in with that respect that I'm most concerned, because it feels like to me that the essential people are asking questions that seemingly are trying to agitate or to disrupt are people who are also part of, you know, a political party that would like to unseat us, they've run against us, et cetera, et cetera. Now, set that aside, we're here to answer township residents' true concerns, and obviously people from outside of the town as well. But I do want to, you know, Raj, I mean, I would like to have this discourse not go down this spiraling hole, because it sounds like that the council and the administration are just being attacked. And I would love to remind folks on this call that from Mr. Blard to, you know, Mr. Kapil, almost everyone except for myself, I didn't have children of my own, raised families here, have lived here their whole life, and have only the best interest in this town. So from my perspective, I'd like this to be a discourse which could be made, but I do hope that it is with the right intent, if I may say it that way, or the correct intent as a concerned citizen, more and less so much as a political, let's say, operative in this case. And I certainly have no issues with anyone asking these questions. It's really more about the tone and tenor. And I apologize, Council President, it just feels like over these last several meetings, that's how it's going. So I just wanted to say that, and I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Good.
This is the town attorney. I just want to also correct some of the fact patterns. You know, Mr. Credible says I'm hiding. I'm not. I've responded to probably over 40 to 50 questions that he's presented to me. And he, you know, Mr. Credible continues to misrepresent facts or make assumptions, just like the body camera enforcement last meeting. You know, I didn't have the details for him. I do not want to make inaccurate statements. In the process, Mr. Credible made an assumption that we were not in compliance with the state regulations after speaking with the chief of police. You know, I responded to Mr. Cadaville that we have 93 body cameras, that as of early May, and probably we were probably one of the first townships to do it, we were in full compliance of the state requirements, and every individual police officer that was on the street actually had a working body camera. So, you know, it's for those reasons that, you know, we are careful with what we say on these meetings, because Mr. Cradwell attempts to, you know, twist them or make assumptions. That being said, happy to continue conversation as long as the questions are relevant in regard to not being responsive to or having an effect. The you know, as we've seen, ransomware has affected thousands of people, even in the news recently. So, you know, it's not something that's not common. Unfortunately, it happened to the township. The township has been able to work through it. This was 3 or 4 years ago, and it hasn't adversely affected any individual that was, you know, that those records affected. Yet Mr. Credible continues to, you know, attempt to argue that people have been, and lives have been destroyed, which is not accurate. So, you know, I'm happy to have, you know, continued discourse with Mr. Credible if it's a productive conversation.
Thank you, Mr. Raj.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Call in user one, please unmute yourself. State your name and address. Thank you. Go ahead.
This is David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane.
Thank you, Mr. Akins.
Yes. The old Harper Farm on South Washington Avenue. Are there any intentions of changing that zoning from residential to commercial? If so, has that happened?
If I may, Council President, this is Mayor Waller. David, we should have shortly a settled agreement with the family involving the environmental cleanup of the property. We do have an engineering firm on board for the cleanup plan, and we're hoping to be out to bid by the end of the year with the cleanup of the property, the environmental cleanup. And then and once that's completed, within 18 months to 2 years of the cleanup, we're looking to turn it into a beautiful park.
Okay, I appreciate that. In other words, a warehouse won't be constructed on that property.
David, that's Green Acres property.
No, I understand, but I'm just asking.
Yeah.
So the answer is no.
It's parkland, David.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Anker.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. 0962. Please unmute yourself and state your name and address. Thank you.
You are unmuted.
Hello, Brian Rack here, 1247 Brookside Road. And I guess just to be clear, I am indeed a resident of Piscataway. My concern as a citizen here is the lack of transparency from our government. I mean, it took me complaining that you lied to the state last meeting to get you to actually start publishing the zoning and planning board minutes. I've been trying to get a copy of the anti-nepotism policy out of you, but my OPA request has gone unresponded to since right after the last meeting? Yeah, the 29th. I would think finding a public ordinance shouldn't take this long, so I'm kind of confused, and I'm wondering if you can tell me what's going on there. I find it very concerning that the council appears to be trying to suppress discord here. I mean, you're really making people ask all their questions up front so they can't follow up? But you can follow up, but you can't I don't understand it. And for David, I just wanted to clarify, the warehouse is going across the street from the planned park, not on the park.
Mr. Eck, in regard to your anti-nepotism
you
request,
are
I see
muted.
You're done with your 3 minutes. That's actually my delay. I was reviewing with the administration. I actually have a response over to the clerk that she'll be responding to you tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rudd. Thank you, Mr. Rudd.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Last four digits, 8961. Please unmute yourself and state your name and address. Thank you.
Hi, yeah, this is Jessica Cradiville again, 1247 Brookside Road, Piscataway, New Jersey. I wanted to speak on the comments that were made about the tenor of the discourse. And I think that it's really the council and their representative, Mr. Goomer, that are changing the tone and tenor of this discourse to be more, to be a lot more adversarial than they need to be. We're concerned citizens that have a vested interest also living here. I've lived here for 5.5 years, and I intend to live here for the rest of my life. I really love Piscataway, and we're just very concerned about the way that the council and their representation under Mr. Goomer are handling the place that we live and care about. And to say that we're being political, I'm not understanding really what you mean. We're concerned the same way that you're concerned. And when we ask questions and we're told that we can't get an answer to the question until the conclusion of our speaking period, isn't the way to have a discourse. That's anti-democratic. You're destroying the public's confidence in our system of government. And I'm really, I'm open to having a much more friendly discourse if the council and Mr. Goomer intend to behave that way. Accusing citizens of lying and speaking about people who are calling in with their legitimate concerns the way that Mr. Goomer and others have is not the way that you turn this around. And I'm very interested to hear any comments that any member of the council or the mayor or Mr. Goomer have to say about the way that things are being handled at this time. We want the best for the township and for the residents here. And I don't understand why we can't work together to get that. When we have a question, we want an answer. We don't want to get told, send somebody an email, go ask your brother, file an open request. That's not productive. I don't understand why we can't be given answers. I'm done. Thank you all. Have a good evening.
Thanks.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves. That has their hand raised. Last four digits, 9879. Please unmute yourself. State your name and address. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Sid Madison, 176 Blackford Avenue. I'd like to thank you for all the green actions you have taken for Piscataway. I'm here to work on stopping new fossil fuel infrastructure projects in New Jersey. Our approach is changing from an ask to a demand. More on that in a minute. First, climate science. A 2007 study projected 350 parts per million carbon dioxide was required for a stable climate. We are now at 419 parts per million, and more fossil fuel infrastructure will compound that problem. The conservative International Energy Agency has recently stated, and I quote, "Priority action make 2020s the decade of massive clean energy expansion." Another quote from the same agency, "There is no need for investment in new fossil fuel supply." That's the end of the quotes. Simply put, allowing more fossil fuel infrastructure in New Jersey is 180 degrees in the wrong direction. Now about in regards to the approach, Empower New Jersey had been asking the governor for action. Asking is the operative word. That has not worked. Tomorrow there will be an announcement about a legal petition demanding action. About legal approaches to about fossil fuels, backward-looking approaches to collect from the fossil fuel industry for lying and damages they have caused have failed. Forward-looking approaches that demand actions that reduce global warming have been winning. So Empower New Jersey is on the right track. But the bad news is that the legal system is not designed to achieve the as soon as needed actions to stop global warming. It becomes incumbent on the public to force the government to take the needed actions. And, newsflash, stopping fossil fuel infrastructure projects will save us on energy costs. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission allows a 14% return on equity for pipelines. The Southern Reliability Link, south of us in New Jersey, has asked for a 25% increase in their fee, in part because of the $300 million they spent on pipelines. Stopping unneeded fossil fuel infrastructure projects will save us from additional costs like that. An appropriate draft resolution supporting that position will be submitted after tomorrow's opening of that particular petition. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Madison. Your 3 minutes are up.
No.
Council President, if I may, this is Councilwoman Cahill.
Let's go.
I just cannot impress upon the gratitude that we have for the work that Mr. Madison does and the group that he is part of. We're just, as a side note, the municipal buildings are going to be, or we are at, I think maybe 100% green now. We're 50% for the street lighting. And we did send a resolution to the governor, that Mr. Madison was referring to, about asking the governor to sign on to this. And if Mr. Madison has another resolution, I would ask that he email it to the council or to Mr. Dacey. But again, much appreciated. And, I know that the township here, the council here, is committed to sustainability. That includes still plans for more solar panels when we are redoing any municipal buildings, and obviously trying to get all of our street lighting in conjunction with the utility companies, the state, et cetera, the county, to be 100% green. But if Mr. Madison could, we'd appreciate again that if he wants to send forth that information, we're happy to take a look at it. But we are committed to sustainability in this town, and you can see some of the work that we've done to that end. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cahill. Thank you, Mr. Madison. You do the great job.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised.
Okay, thank you. So item number 14, motion to adjourn.
Council President, I want to, if I may, very briefly, quick clarification on the comment made by one of the residents in regards to the finances for the school district, in regards to the the agreements that we have with some of these companies. Just as a side note, all these properties pay taxes to all the taxation districts. It's just a question of how it's structured. In all the years that I've been involved in government, I've never ever had a superintendent get up and say, hey, mayor, hey, council members, you know, we're not getting the monies that we were supposed to be getting as far as the tax structure. The school district in the state of New Jersey submit their budgets to the tax collector and to the finance director for us to be collection of taxes, and whatever they submit, we collect and hand over them. And as a matter of fact, statutorily, the town only has to give quarterly payments to the school district, but in this case, for the last 7 or 8 years, we've worked out an agreement with the school district finance officer to pay them on a monthly basis so they can better juggle their finances. So we've worked with the school district. I believe it's just this myth that's being peddled by folks that ran for office last year, and by the way, were resoundingly defeated both in the primary and the general election on this whole myth that they've been peddling. I just believe that, you know, they just don't like the fact that there's economic development going on in town, and their all idea was that they wanted to build high-density housing, and I don't think that's a sustainable way for economic development within our community, because you still have to provide services if there's high-density housing, whether it's police, fire, EMS, or social services, and impact on the school system, and this is a way of us instilling, bringing revenue within to the community. We have probably about $150 million worth of roads that need to be reconstructed. We don't have, this year alone, we're spending $10 million on reconstructing streets throughout our community. It's probably one of the largest amounts in the Middlesex County, Central New Jersey area. And, you know, money doesn't grow on a tree, and we have a lot of infrastructure needs that need to be taken care of. And the school district is being taken care of through a lot of this economic development. As a matter of fact, the library actually received a substantial increase in their funding this year because of all the economic development that has gone on, as well as all the other taxation districts. So we were able to, under the finances this year, have the tax rate flat again. And even in a pandemic. So this myth that's being peddled by a political progressive club out there is, I like to say, incorrect. And the temerity of it is that they keep peddling this, and that's factually not correct. I believe that most of the people in last year's election, 70% of them, understood the argument and voted accordingly. And I guess people overall understand that they want to get their roads fixed. They want their schools nice. They want social services and things, and all that costs money. So you have to have economic development. And to say there that we, as a governing body, are not listening to these people when, you know, they're actively coming on a group of their political consultants, come on these meetings, and basically you know, peddle myths out there, and it's just not right. I mean, I just listen. If you want to have a good discourse, that's one thing. But if you're peddling myths out there, that's a whole nother thing. I'm not going to let that slide by. So that's all I have to say for tonight, Council President. And one other thing, Council President, very shortly. It's good to see that the Spray Park has a big attendance crowd out there every day, and especially on the weekends when we have great weather out there, given the fact that still a lot of families can't get out on the road and have a vacation because of the pandemic, it's nice to know that they have some place to go that's here safely to take their children to. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Here, here.
Okay. Motion to adjourn. All say aye.
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 Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
Goodbye.